Good evening, Mrs. Parker. This is Mohammed Shella, and I'm doing assignment 2.03, Federalism and Anti-Federalism. For this assignment, I chose to talk about anti-federalism, and I shall state my reasons right now. All right. My first reason is that taken from the anti-federalist quotes, is that from foreign wars, civil wars, and Indian wars, the three bugbears. As long as we can preserve our unalienable rights, we are in safety. Now the problem with this is that the U.S. Constitution does not quite support all unalienable rights. And what I mean by that is natural rights. There are some rights that people get to hold, but with the Constitution there are some that are not hold for all people, just for citizens, for example voting. taking a place inside the U.S. office, and all individuals have stuff like free speech, privacy, the like. But like I stated, they're missing some rights. So that's my first problem. My second problem with the U.S. Constitution is that it states that you have to completely have your citizenship for the U.S. Which is a bit of a problem, in my opinion. If you are from another country and you like going to the other country sometimes, like if you have other family, for example, inside of the UK, and you live inside the US, your family lives inside the UK. What are you going to do? You don't get the rights over there. You can only choose one or the other. You don't have dual citizenship. That's another problem. My third problem with the U.S. Constitution that I believe should be fixed is that it does not really speak about foreign policy, and this is a really big problem. The federal branch deals with foreign policy. But I believe that the Constitution should state something about foreign policy. Because that's something really big with the U.S. If something were to happen with two countries and they were looking at the U.S., and the president does not get involved. What are we going to do? In my opinion, it's very important because what if a president comes and he's like, let's just have a policy of isolationism,
and there's problems outside the U.S. that need to be dealt with. There's certain problems like the Iraq war that needed isolationism. They did not need foreign policy or anything to be dealt with the U.S. But sometimes the U.S. needs to get involved with things and that is a big problem that should be fixed. Now another problem I see, and this is going to be my second to last. I have one more after that. All right, my second to last is that for the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives. Okay. How can I say it? It's kind of hard for the government to unseat people instead of the House and the Senate. You know, however, every year they can get up for registration for their seat if you want to call it that, a re-election. For their seat inside the House of Representatives. It's not very hard for them to get back to their seat. So it's very hard for other people who want to get part of the House of Representatives for them to unseat them. Another problem I see that goes under this is the gerrymandering. Many politicians use gerrymandering to get more votes or gain their position inside the government. And I think that's the problem that should really be dealt with. My final problem is that it never exactly states that the president having a cutoff of power. The Constitution does state that the president has three other branches, which is the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. So the president's under the federal branch. It never exactly states that he has a cap of power. Based on what I believe, I may be wrong. But besides that, the fact that goes under that is what would happen if an attack were to have on the U.S. It doesn't exactly state that first things first. I'm sorry about that. Cut what I said about the president being having a cap on its power does state that. Forgive me for that. But a problem is that